So, Simon, you're a member of the user group.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you're using Azure.
I'm the CTO of Amedo, which is a small consultancy focused on helping our clients get close to their customers through the use of cloud technology.
Okay.
So we use multiple different cloud vendors, including Microsoft Azure, for the purpose of trying to eliminate complexity out of their enterprises by using platform and SaaS solutions.
Right. So what sort of problems in particular are you solving for people?
We focus quite heavily on the identity space. So in Azure terms, that means we do quite a lot of Azure Active Directory work, Azure Access Control Service work, to help people in their sign-on and registration processes and eliminate friction out of the process by integrating social. We do a lot of work with integration technologies, so Azure Service Bus, related technologies around that to provide event-driven architectures to integrate customer information through to various third-party vendors.
You said multiple clouds. Did you find your way to Azure, or was it something customers were asking for?
I've personally been involved with Windows Azure, as it was called back in the day, since about 2008, since Red Dog. So I've been involved for quite a while. So actually, Azure was probably the first cloud I worked with.
Right.
And then interestingly, as a company, we then diversified out into AWS and other areas, probably increasingly as well, sort of niche cloud vendors and SaaS platforms.
Right.
But Azure is a core part of our business as a sort of building block cloud, is the way I look at it.
So you're mainly using the services rather than deploying code into the data centers?
Yeah, as a business, we're really focused on the operating model that we leave behind for our customers,
right,
and for our clients. And what we're really, really interested in is making sure that we actually leave the least amount of code we possibly can behind, because that minimizes the maintenance and the complexity of what's got to be managed.
Yeah.
So we actually extensively try to find the best fit services with the least amount of overhead management. So we exhaustively do that, and then we do code, obviously, because you can't. Such thing as the prefab house. So we still build code, but we really focus on trying to minimise the amount of custom engineering we do.
Right. So mainly .NET or using other languages?
Yeah. So we're both a .NET shop and we're a LAMP house. So we do quite a bit of work on hosting LAMP stacks using Azure websites as well.
Yes.
Again, the aim being to try and abstract the customer away from the tin as far as possible.
Yes. I think it's technically called the LIMP stack when you host it on IIS, isn't it?
And the LAMP guys hate it.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's kind of against their religion.
Anything coming up, any of the new stuff in Azure looking particularly interesting to your business?
I think the machine learning side of things is clearly interesting. We're not kind of a data science type organisation. We're sort of more of a generalist organisation in terms of our capabilities, very much more focused in the sort of systems integration space. But actually machine learning in terms of our overall proposition around helping our clients get close to their customers, clearly part of getting close to your customer is around targeting your customer.
Yes.
And part of targeting your customer is understanding and having some intelligence around that.
As Dave was saying in his talk earlier on.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's kind of core on message for us. So, I think the interesting thing about the Azure machine learning stack is that it, in theory, enables a business like us to go into that kind of space where previously Hadoop would have been just too much of an investment.
Yeah, upfront cost.
Far too difficult to recruit into to be able to kind of be in that space. So I think, absolutely, the Azure machine learning stuff is interesting. And, and ongoing enhancements across the rest of the stack, generally gets better as time goes on.
Great. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. If I wanted to avail myself of your services, where would I go to find out more about you?
You go to www.amedo.com.
Okay, great. Simon, thanks very much.
Thank you.